We have a Senate race here in New Jersey coming up later on this year to replace, even though he hasn't said he's not going to run yet, it's pretty much, if you look at all things with reality and sensibility, a race to replace Senator Bob Menendez. Have the Democratic county chairs giving the county line to First Lady Tammy Murphy, who's one of the candidates for the race that usually ordains the candidates, for all intents and purposes, giving them a win, putting them in favor as the candidate of choice for the county Democrat leaders. Problem is, apparently they forgot to tell the voters about this. Fairleigh Dickinson University came up with a poll, and it shows Congressman Andy Kim, who's represented New Jersey's 3rd Congressional District since 2019, he is leading Tammy Murphy by a spread of 32-20. This is among likely Democratic primary voters, 31% saying they're still undecided. Menendez gets 9% in this poll. Labor activist Patricia Campos Medina, 8%. Now, if you look at Kim's 12-point lead among all Democratic primary voters, that's substantially larger among self-identified liberals, 40-19, with 49% of Democratic primary voters identifying themselves as liberal, and among progressives, 43-18, with 41% identifying as such. Murphy holds a lead among smaller groups of Democrats, as those who ID themselves as conservative, 7% of Democratic primary voters. Not exactly a power base there. As you would expect, Murphy has a huge advantage in name recognition. 68% of Democratic primary voters saying they know who she is. That compares to 52% for Mr. Kim. And despite that, Kim has an advantage in favorability. 24% say they have a strong approval of him, compared with 13% for Murphy. Neither one are ringing endorsement, I know. Only 2% of Democratic primary voters say they disapprove strongly or somewhat of Kim. Murphy's disapproval is 14%. Now, if you wonder about how Senator Menendez fares in this poll with name recognition, a lot of people know him. 90% say they know who he is. But a majority of Democratic primary voters, 53%, say they strongly disapprove of him. Support in the race also breaks down along racial lines. Kim has a huge lead among white Democratic primary voters over Murphy, 47-15. Smaller lead among Asian Americans, 34-24. Murphy leads among black voters. Spread on that's 24-16 points. And has a large lead among Hispanic voters, 26-10%. If you look at Hispanic Democratic primary voters, both Menendez, 15%, Campos Medina, 13%, poll as well or better than Kim does. So while the Democratic political bosses and county heads all held a coronation for Tammy Murphy, looks like they forgot to invite the New Jersey Democratic voters, at least so far, didn't they? And this all brings about a two-word question, especially for those Democratic political bosses and county heads. Now what?